Today on Real Radio.
Why should I go to church? Because the church's future is awesome because of what God is doing in us right now. Right now, God is changing our lives. Our lives are valuable to God.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his series simply called, Why Should I? This is a series of lessons that demonstrate how Scripture answers questions like, why should I worship? Why should I fellowship? And so on. Now, recently, Pastor Jack explained the biblical reasons why we should come back to church. On today's Real Radio, he explores why we should go to church in the first place. Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
It's so sad, and this is a pastor's nightmare. I tell you, this is my plague. That for any of you, if I know you or not, it's a plague of my heart that someone would knock on your door from a cult, and you open that door, and you don't know what to say. Either A, I have horribly failed in my calling, or B, something equally horrible, you fail to listen. We are to present ourselves dedicated to the study of the Word of God that we may never be ashamed when someone asks us, hey, what about this? We should be able to give an answer from the Bible. That's something that happens in church. You get equipped and strengthened in church. All of us are new spiritual creations, and we grow by being together in church. Another thing, all of us need to break from the past. Think about it. All of us need a break from the past. I don't mean a timeout. I'm going to take a break from my past and then I'll punch back in and pick it up later. No, I mean a break, like a absolute severing. We need to be broken away from our past. What does that have to do with church? It has everything to do with it. You want to know why? People together, you and I, are focused on new life. We're focused on new life. We're focused in a new direction. We have new things to talk about. We have life in common. Are you with me? Are you guys okay? Okay. A break from our past. How do I put this? I'm speaking this right from my heart. And I don't know how it's going to come across or apply to you. But it doesn't matter. It didn't matter how much money I had in the bank. It didn't matter how healthy I was back then before I came to Jesus. It didn't matter how popular or how whatever. See, I thought it mattered then. But at the end of the day, at night, everything was still empty. There was still a deep sense of loneliness that I thought, you know what, it's okay. I'll get up tomorrow and I'll do it again. I'll make more money tomorrow. I'll stay longer at the job. And this next relationship, I won't do that thing I did before. I'll do a new thing. And I'll just keep trying like a good, you know, Hindu. I'll keep doing it until I get it right and then earn my wings. I'll just reincarnate myself. That's what the world is doing today without Jesus. They're going to try tomorrow to not make the mistakes that they've been making. And what happens? You wind up making other mistakes that are just as horrible. And then when you come to Christ and you see that God forgives you, that God loves you, that there's a whole new family to have. People, do you know what I'm talking about? There's a new family. It's absolutely a mind blower to me. I don't want my past. I have been a Christian long enough and have walked with Jesus where this is pretty exciting now, but even my old stomping grounds down in Newport Beach and Corona del Mar and all that stuff, now I can go there because now there's so many Christian memories there. But my kids will say, how did you know that that street led to this street? Well, I can say, well, your mom and I used to come down here before we were even married and we used to rollerblade here or skate or ride our bicycles here. But if I went way back, I could say, well, this is where I was at Mike Foley's party the night that, beep. Pastor, will you tell us? No. Why? Because I've been broken from the past. My past is off. I'm not pulling that trailer around anymore. And I don't want to talk about it. I don't even want to see things that remind me of that. Now, thank God, we can go down and do this or do that and have so many years behind us that we've done it in Jesus. That's a great thing. I love that. We need encouragement, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. We should come together at church to get a break from the past. The number one thing in my life that has broken me away from the past is for my life to have meant someone in someone else's life, and they now know me after Jesus, not after the world. And I love that. There is not, I don't think, and I'll have to wait till third service, but there's not one person in this place that I knew in the world. I mean, Evelyn has known me since I was 15 years old. So she knew me in the world. Well, I don't think anybody else is around here. And I'm glad. I'm really glad. So that what, when you and I talk, when we see each other at the restaurant or at the gas pump, you know what? It's all in the Lord. Have you noticed? Oh, people, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you ought to come to church. You ought to go to church more often. Establish a family, because that's who we really are in the spirit, as a family. Establish that family. It's a beautiful way to live. Listen, not only a break from the past, but all of us need to share our experiences. When you fellowship together, when you talk, when you're going in and out, when there's times of prayer, and you can say, well, you know what, this is what God brought me out of, or this is what God's been doing in my life. Listen, you guys, it's so sad that we live by the clock, because you know what, there's people over here on this side, people in the middle, people on this side. You guys have such a wonderful story, and every one of them is unique. And if we took the time to have testimony given, that there'd be things said that would so bless and encourage you on this side. And by the way, it would instruct some of our younger people to make that decision or not make that decision just by sharing. I guess what I'm saying is, let's invite people over. Let's get together. Let's not let church be the only place where we enjoy this family. Let's eat. Let's break bread as the early believers did. Will we be a successful church? I don't know. It depends on how much we're determined to be in the Word of God, to gather together, to break bread with one another, and to love on each other. If we're not doing that, we're playing games. We're doing religiosity. Share experiences. Another thing to consider this as a family is that all of us need each other equally. Did you know that? This is a weird thing for us, because sitting at Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa for so many years, Pastor Chuck would walk up, he would speak, and you would think, you know, boy, without Pastor Chuck, where would this church be? It would be just fine. Well, without Jack, or without Don, or without Bruce, or without John, or without, where would this church be? Just fine, thank you. So how can you say that? Because I know something on this side of this piece of wood that maybe you haven't realized yet. We all need each other equally. You see my mouth go a couple times a week. And by the grace of God, he will speak from time to time, I hope, if not all the time, in the messages, that I would be left out of it. But you know what? What happens all the rest of the week? It's your fellowshipping with one another. It's Christian husband and Christian wife fellowshipping with each other. It's so vital. We need each other equally. Hebrews chapter 10, jot it down, verse 24 and 25. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. I love this verse. You know what this means? When we get together, we talk about the Lord. Malachi 3:16. God says in Malachi 3:16, hey, I listened in to those who spoke about me, and I wrote it down in my book of remembrance. Isn't that neat? So he's listening, you're talking with one another about the Lord, things that God's doing in your life, and you know what? It should happen like this. So how you doing? I'm doing good. How you doing? Fine. Hey, let me share this thing with you. I'm so blown away. I bumped into an old friend of mine at the grocery store. God just put it on my heart. I shared with a guy. He wound up telling me that he needed prayer. We went out in the parking lot. He wound up accepting Jesus. Isn't that incredible? Now watch this. Somebody may say that to me, and God will use that to stir up good works in my life because I may be thinking or I may have had this experience. Wow, I just saw my friend the other day and God told me to speak, but I didn't. I held my mouth silent and, ooh, man, this is convicting. Thank you. That just stirred me up to good works. I'm going to go call that friend I didn't share with. Or you may be able to sit down and say, wow, that's neat. Do you know what happened? I wound up this week leading my child to the Lord. And both of you could sit there and talk about God and the things that he does. Experiences, equality, a break from our past. If you and I do not experience that break from the past, we will never have this new experience to share and these incredible, wonderful equalities as believers. Third and final point, and we'll end this. Why should I go to church? Number three, because the church's future is awesome. Yeah. And I thought about this. And not only is the church the place where we can encourage one another, but be encouraged, it's where we can talk about our awesome future. And listen, this is what I thought in preparing this. You know what? We don't talk about heaven enough. We get so burdened with our day-to-day routine, we don't talk about heaven enough. And I thought about that. This week in traveling, at one point in time, the family was put on, because of some ticket goof-up, on standby. And now in the airports, they have those nice big flat-screen TVs, and they put your name up there, and it says, you know, how many seats are available, how many seats are for standby, where your name is on the list. So you watch it. And listen, if you have your seat with your ticket, you don't look at the standby monitor. You don't care. Why? Well, I got a ticket. Yeah, you think. Yeah, I got a ticket. I got my seat assigned. But if you're on the standby, what do you do? Man, you're standing in front of that screen. It's moving. And you, oh, the name's up in the, oh, look, there's only two more people in front of us. And there's five seats left. You're like this. That's my excited face. We're closer. You're watching. And the agent will say, well, when we call your name, come forward. Do you think you're going to go to the bathroom? No way. If somebody says, I'm hungry, get it yourself. We're on standby. You're there. Our future is so awesome. We think so much about, you know, things that don't really matter that we're not really realizing that at any minute our name can be called. And all that stuff that you and I contend for is not going to matter. Heaven's going to matter. Oh, church, class, believers, when we worship, we should shout. We should have to pull the microphones back from the worship team and let your praises and worship rise. Why? It's worship practice. It's heaven practice. We have a picture. Years ago, we were running off a cliff down in San Clemente. It was a sandy cliff. I mean, it was a big cliff. It was like, you know, 8-foot drop. But we had somebody lay down in the sand with a camera, and we went running off the edge. And we went like this, and the guy snapped the shot, and it looked like we were getting raptured up into the sky. And it's just a cool picture. We're like, oh. Someday it's going to be like that. You go, oh, you know what? Well, I don't know. Stop thinking about all those things that are still going to be our problem tomorrow. We could be in heaven today. It could happen. The rapture could happen. You could fail to make that intersection. You could choke on a taco. Anything could happen. God could call you and I home today. I mean, let's hope it's the rapture. But it can happen. Are we living in the mindset of eternity? We're going to heaven. We should talk about it. We should do heavenly things that amount in our investment. You know what? In Greek mythology, have you ever heard of the place called Kalithia? Kalithia, in Greek mythology, it was paradise. It's where everything grew. Gold was on the ground. California, you know it by the name of California. When the founders came, when the explorers came, they went back and they told the old world, we have found California. Everything grows and there's gold on the ground. That's where that term, by the way, came from, rolling in the dough. They put dough, anything sticky, on their bodies and they rolled in the ground. I'm not kidding. They rolled in the ground and picked up gold dust, put it into a vat of boiling water. The gold went to the bottom. They scraped the dough off the top. Rolling in the dough was found only in California, California. The gold rush changed the course of human history. Did you know that? Study it. Know your world history. California history is tremendous. Well, they didn't find paradise of heaven. They found somewhat of a paradise on earth. Heaven is where we're going. The absolute dwelling of God. We need to talk about it more and more. Why? Very quickly. Because, listen, why should we come to church? Because we have an awesome future. Because of what God has said in His Bible. Read the Bible. What God has said about it. We have a hope-filled life. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28 says, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many, and to those who eagerly wait for Him, stand by, He shall appear a second time, apart from sin, unto salvation. That's an exciting thing. Didn't Jesus say in John 14, don't let your heart be troubled? You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many, what? Mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you, I go now to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Where's that? Heaven, paradise. That's where we're going. Why should I go to church? Because the church's future is awesome. Because of what God is doing in us right now. Right now, God is changing our lives. Our lives are valuable to God. This community doesn't realize it. The world doesn't realize it. They don't appreciate it. But your life is valuable to the community. Jesus says, we are the salt of the earth. God is doing things in my life and in your life that will actually affect eternity. That freaks me out. Things are going on in your life that will affect eternity. We get a little hint of that every time. Listen, when we pray, we can affect eternity in an instant. When we worship, we can affect eternity in an instant. When we serve the Lord, we can affect eternity in an instant. But there is a day when you and I will arrive in heaven, and what we've done here will determine certain characteristics and attributes of our dwelling with God. That is an amazing thing. And you can be a very wise financial investor in this world and be blowing it in eternal matters. You can be poor in this life and be rich in your investments for heaven. What do you think is important? Are you into church? Is it important to you to attend a church where God is moving? Why should I go to church? Because God is a venture for you and for me to partake of. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, for we are God's workmanship. The word is poem in Greek. We are God's poema, poem. So if God ever wrote a poem, it's you and me. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that you and I should walk in them. You put them on. You put your pants on this morning. You put your dress on. And you're walking in it. You got your shoes on. You're walking in them. Listen, God says, you know what? John, Betty, Susie, Fred, I've got this spiritual suit that I want you to wear. It's got little footies in it, those little footy things, like those old pajamas we used to play in all the time. It's a whole jumpsuit thing. God says, I got this for you. You get inside, and that's how I want you to walk, inside that. God says, hey, Betty, this is what I want you to do in life. Get inside of it and watch what happens. And for those of you who've gotten inside your calling in service in the church, and you're so excited you can't see straight. You're concerned now because there's not enough time in the day to get done what you see God's calling you to do. You look in the mirror and you go, oh Lord, just kind of hold back the aging process a bit. Keep me healthy enough to do one more mission, or to go one more thing, or to preach one more, or to go, you know what I'm saying? Man, I tell you, I mean, how many, can't we not agree to this? As you get older, And you look back, don't you want to grab young people and say, listen here, I'm not your parent. You don't know me from Adam. So maybe that will warrant some sort of ground before you. Follow God with all your heart now while you're young. Think about it. When I look back and think that way, oh Lord, I didn't come to know Jesus till I was 19 years old. If I would have come sooner, the grief that could have been spared. But not only that, in the positive, what could have been done? He's got a venture of faith for you and I to be involved in. Finally, we're done. Why should I go to church? Because all of our sins have been forgotten by God. Say, wait, did you mean to say forgiven? No. Forgotten. The Christian's been forgiven. God has forgotten our sins as well. That's what the Bible says. Did you know that? In Romans chapter 4, I don't have time to go through them all, jot it down. Romans 4, 7 and 8, it says, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute or record sin any longer. I love that. The Bible says in Ephesians 4, verse 32, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. That's a commandment, by the way. Just as God in Christ forgave you. Colossians 2:13, the Bible says that God has forgiven us in Christ Jesus. And Hebrews 8:12 says, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and of their sins and their lawless deeds, I will remember no more. That is fantastic. Why should I come to church? Because I get to hear again and again that God has forgiven the believer, that God has forgotten our sins. Isn't it fantastic? What are you guilty of? What's your past like? What's the checkers on your past on the record? Stop talking about it to people and stop talking about it to God. People might go, oh, really? And then they got that trash in their head. Every time they see you, they think, oh, he used to be a mugger or a murderer or a whatever. Don't tell them. It's none of their business. Just talk about what God has done in your life. But then it's worse to say, hey, God, remember when I was a mugger? God goes, huh? You know, I'm having a hard time forgiving myself. God, how can you forgive me if I can't forgive me? He doesn't know what you're talking about. God, remember about 9 years ago when this happened? I can't just get it out of my head. Stop talking about it to him. He has forgotten because he forgave you.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called Why Should I Go to Church? It's part of Pastor Jack's series simply called Why Should I? Which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now don't forget, we're offering Pastor Jack's series called When a Christian Prays in a 2-CD set. You know, there are a lot of misconceptions about prayer, and sad to say, even some professing believers pray without understanding what prayer really is. And of course, Pastor Jack addresses these kinds of issues in this audio series. When a Christian Prays, Pastor Jack's 2-CD set is yours for your tax-deductible contribution of any amount to this ongoing broadcast outreach. I'll say that again. For your contribution of any amount to the broadcast outreach of Real Radio, we'll send you Pastor Jack's 2-CD series called When a Christian Prays. Call, click, or write, but do it right away. Our telephone number is 1-877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. You can also pay us a visit at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. And then click on the banner on the right there that says Special Offer. Or maybe you prefer the traditional way, write to us at Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, all of our contact info can be found at realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.